Test 75, Section 1, Question 9. Now here we're looking to strengthen the hypothesis, or the support for the hypothesis. So we have red admiral butterflies fly in an irregular fashion, constantly varying wing speed, strokes, and flight paths, so they fly all over the place. While predators avoid poisonous butterfly species, non-poisonous, like the red admiral, need to elude predators to survive. So they're not poisonous, so they have to elude. Scientists therefore hypothesize that the red admiral's flight style, which is clearly not energy efficient, evolved as a means of avoiding predators. So, the conclusion of the argument is that it's a means to avoid predators, and the evidence is it's just not energy efficient, and they're not poisonous, so they do need to evade predators. So, we need anything that's going to say, yes, the flight pattern is did evolve as a means to avoid predators. So, we look at the answers. A, no species of poisonous butterfly has an irregular flight style like that of the red admiral. It's decent. It would help a little bit, but we're hoping for better. The reason that would strengthen is if no poisonous one does, then it does suggest that there is something about the flight pattern that is, you know, unique to non-poisonous butterflies. Attacks from predators are not the most common cause of death for butterflies. Well, that, if anything, would weaken the argument. It's saying there's not really a big attacks from predators aren't the biggest thing. See, many other types of butterflies have the flight style similar to that of the red admiral. And that's really going to kind of weaken it unless it said something about, and they use it to evade predators. It doesn't really do anything. So it is much more energy efficient for butterflies to fly in an irregular pattern than it is for heavier varieties of insects. Well, that's not really going to say it was evolved to avoid species. All of the predators that prey on the red admiral also prey on other species of non-poisonous butterflies. So all the ones that prey on the red admiral also prey on other species. Well, but that doesn't really say whether their flight pattern is relevant. And so when we come back to it, even though it wasn't a great answer, A is the best thing we get, because that would say that it's not that if no species of poisonous butterfly does it, then it could be related to avoiding predators. Now, this is a good case of picking the least bad. It's the only one that helps even a little bit, and therefore answer choice A is the correct response.